Hey everyone. Okay, hey, so thanks for being on the call tonight. And right, so we're transitioning over into Archangel Michael energy this evening. So we're on day 8 of the ended class. To the infinite field of unconditional love. Coming in and service to each of us. Energy as a whole. Beloved, I am. Energy with the I am presence is coming forth, synchronizing the energy. Field of unconditional love, the mighty Elohim, Seraphim, Cherubim, essential unknown archangels. In all of our frequencies. Clearing the space. Okay, and so I'm just checking. I got a couple tests about my bar. My Bluetooth was not positioned properly, so I think I got it fixed. But if you can't hear me, let me know. Otherwise, I will assume I was able to fix that. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah. Is coming into harmony. Source energy commanding down. Through the pure electronic white light in around through and between them. Source of pure love and light streaming through our endocrine system, nervous system, spinal column, all the way down. The crystalline floor of our bodies, the bottoms of our feet, balancing out all of our chakras, sending that energy all the way down. The place that feels rejuvenative, harmonized, down in the heart of the earth. And we're going to draw that planetary source energy all the way up to the bottoms of our feet, to our knees, our hips and pelvic area, all the way up into our heart. Feeling connected from above and below. Sending your heart like a beautiful, radiant light. Expand our energy field all the way out around the earth, acting as a living blessing. All of life, an acupuncture point for the earth, direct channel. And they're kind of pointing some information out here that each of us, in our own way, have in other lifetimes been a direct channel. I want you to tune into that for a moment, just breathing in and noticing. 21st century, you might have this role or that job, but there is a part of you that maybe always knows how to be a channel on behalf of the divine, of angels, on behalf of loved ones, on behalf of earth. And, noticing, you know, sensing in or cognitively, or maybe with your clairvoyance or clairaudient or sensing or just knowing, however you might know, other lifetimes where you have been a healer, a channel. And how easily that comes. Just feeling your own mastery and confidence in them. The influences, the service that you bring forth into the world, your desires, your meditation, healing work and blessings. Yeah, it's just a nice feeling being recognized for the gift that you are, you owning it and recognizing it for yourself. Ooh, it's good for you. Sending that energy. In that portal of light opening above your head. Drawing us up into the temple of the great central sun. On your Merkaba, your light body, instantly just taking you into the beautiful temple at the great central sun. Great central sun angels guiding you, supporting you. The holiest name, your own true presence. We enter into the temple of the great central sun, being met by Archangel Michael, two flame angels, beloved presence of El Moria, who works with the blue flame, beloved presence of the Elohim, divine power. Calling into the seraphim, sapphire blue force field of light, filling all the beings at all time, space, and dimension that work in collaboration, galactic councils with Archangel Michael. So many beings of light. So many souls on the planet were touched by Archangel Michael. There's one archangel that everybody seems to know. How many people pray to Archangel Michael? Protection, right alignment. Carrying that Christ consciousness, that ability to walk the middle path. Away. Noticing your own commitment, your own loyalty, your own perhaps feelings of love or gratitude, connection with Archangel Michael. You yourself have a personal bond or connection with this. Energy of that freedom. And with that beloved presence of Archangel Michael just greeting us and holding us in that sacred blue fire flame. Starting tonight with just an anointing. The feeling is Archangel Michael in a very direct presence steps forward into your energy field, of our energy field. If you're not on the call, that's perfectly fine too. Your higher self is in the energy. And anointed. Your third eye. Being able to see divine right action. Painting that crown of light, anointing the third eye area, the upper forehead area. Noticing that shimmering blue light. Michael is standing before us with sending forth 144,000 shards of light into our system, clearing, electrifying, supercharging all of our atoms, electrons, cutting and clearing through anything that no longer serves you, recordings, projections, entities, any negativity, fear, discord, human effluvia, any inversions, 144,000 shards of electronic blue light of Archangel Michael, spinning through your system, electrifying your system, clearing your energy field, lending you strength, activating your soul blueprint, your divine plan, your divine purpose, on behalf of the Most High. Down and anointing your heart center and the sapphire blue flame of power, divine love, and feeling it electrifying your heart. You're in your thought forms. Hearing your heart center. Any misaligned thoughts, any misaligned feelings, any misaligned emotions, another jolt of 144,000 shards of electronic white light, blue light, blazing through your heart center, your emotional body, your spinal column, your electrons. Feeling it clearing off just eons of energy, lifetimes worth of stuck or trapped emotions, energies, old belief systems, collective consciousness energy, genetic lineage, energies from the brow chakra, that crown chakra. Supercharging your inner battery, your life force. Clearing it at the same time of any sludge, any kind of sludge that's in your system. Then coming into the throat chakra, again, with that sword of blue lightning, bringing it down, touching that point right in front of you, and generating and sending off 144,000 shards of electric blue light through your throat chakra, through that flame of divine power, divine right action, being a channel for higher divine energy through your ability to use your free will in right action, create to manifest the will of God, the will of the divine, the will of source energy, the will of your I am presence. And feeling that electrical wave of light going through your nervous system, your spinal column, your meridians, all your organs and glands, tissues, bones, in your entire body, instantly just snapping negativity, fear, discord, human effluvia out of your system. In it, so supercharging every electron in your body. Now, if you're clairaudient, you might begin to notice that Archangel Michael bringing forth a song the Blue Flame Angel. Bringing in that energy of divine glory, the divine glory, hearing the flame angels, being bold and strong, trumpets blaring, and forth the mighty flame of victory with its own cosmic being, the mighty flame of victory. It also works in coordination with Archangel Michael, streaming before you with the mighty flames of victory, clearing your path to the highest enlightenment of your soul's evolution, the highest good, the highest path, the highest truth, highest divine will, and moving that energy forward. That vortex of light and the mighty flames of victory, and feeling these golden blue flames of light enfolding you from the mighty flame of victory. Again, supercharging your spinal column, sapphire blue force field of light of Archangel Michael giving you courage and strength. The flames of victory, that golden blue sword of light, clearing your path, enfolding your spinal system, clearing your chakras, clearing your third eye, so that you can see the path clear before you. Fading your electrical body and connecting it down into the electronic grid of the planet, feeling the electrical energy of the earth itself. Imagining putting your feet into the earth, the ground, into the dirt, going about 18 inches down where your earth star chakra is. Your star chakra is connected into the electronic grid of the planet. Feeling yourself just buzzing, connected to the electronic grid of the planet, the electrical grid work, the earth itself, but you always know the right place to be, right direction to move, right things to do that's in harmony for your body. Being a direct channel for Archangel Michael and the mighty flames of victory, El Moria, the Elohim of the blue flame of divine power, bring forth this beautiful electronic ray of light all the way through your being, charging all your chakras, all your electrons going into the electronic grid of the planet, and we're sending this energy down into the earth. For divine right action on the planet. Now it almost feels a bit like a warning sign, an impulse any human beings who are not listening, getting their attention. So the ones who are in alignment with the earth, they are stepping forward, acting as an advocate half of the earth and the nature kingdom, feeling that you just have a strong pull in your heart. That is just such a natural part of who you are. Be an advocate and a good steward for the earth and the nature kingdom and all its elements, trees, plants, animals, insects, beings of the ocean, beings of the air, beings of the land, elementals, the devas, the earth itself, energies, the elementals of fire, air, earth, water, metals, crystals, feeling the gods of the mountains, tuning into moment as you're sending this electrical blue ray out into the earth, that for anybody who is harming the earth, who is not in alignment, who's not listening, and divine right action, that it is not okay to be crossing boundaries with the earth, feeling how it affects your heart. And feeling all the souls out there who love the earth so, so much. Not alone with that. Standing strong in that and feeling that you to feel happy. Having that much love for the earth and the environment. For the planet. Great shift that's going through. Wanting to be part of this positive shift. And anybody who might be on the edge, the other side of the spectrum of exploiting the earth, polluting the earth, polluting people, polluting nature, but Archangel Michael's energy is standing strong, transmuting that energy. We're going to call on the gods of the mountains all around the earth with us. And we're invoking them, the gods of the mountains. Come forth on behalf of the earth, the nature kingdom, the family of humanity, all of us who love the earth so much, in divine right action with Archangel Michael, all the realms, all the archangelic realms of light. For all the mycelium and the mushroom kingdom, for all of the bees, hummingbirds, the butterflies, birds, standing for all the whales, the dolphins, coral reefs, feeling your heart raising to the occasion. Animals, the food sources, being healthy and good, they're polluted, toxic, no pesticides, herbicides, food does, anything that doesn't serve the whole, making a direct command to the gods of the mountain, Archangel Michael, the mighty flames of victory, the ascended master octave, on into the holy host, words of light, calling all these beings in, because it's through our call that things happen. You know, we've been invited to ask for help. Right? One of the very first things with this blue flame energy is being part of this incredible great movement of bringing humanity back to balance, all of our energies back to balance, and allowing evolution to happen, but doing it in divine right action. So joining with us now, the gods of the mountains, and feeling their amazing presence, their incredible strength. You know how you say if you want to get something done, you want to move mountains? So that's really the gods of the mountains. Admaru, Himalaya. They're just using the word God, but it's just the way they're sort of framed in the energy field that they are their own God. Feeling their ancient wisdom of the earth, how they've been part of this creation. Going toward Lord Cusco, his master, down in the temple around the Fiji Islands, an etheric retreat in the ocean, holding the science of the planet, the future sciences, how to be in harmony with the earth, with our future sciences, shifting of the tectonic plates, movement of weather patterns, new inventions, new ways of being on the earth, new energy, generating energy. So within this energy with Archangel Michael, calling an end to all war. The war is also not helping the earth, it's not helping the family of humanities, it is noticing. Calling a cease to all war on the planet. Sending forth your infinite love, adoration, and gratitude to all these beloved beings in the spiritual hierarchy, asking for assistance through Archangel Michael, divine right action, the middle way. Again, coming down to breathe, coming down to control, coming down to imbalances. Humanity out of sync with the nature kingdom, out of sync with their own presence and heart system. Pointing into all war. Mountains, mighty winds of victory. And into the great divine director joining us now. Feeling the great divine director overriding us. Their being within the spiritual hierarchy of the direct energy on the planet. We want to delete, uncreate, destroy, erase, neutralize, transmute the concept of war. Duality, conditional love, and just feeling your heart singing, like feeling on this very masterful, more macrocosm level. Does this make you feel happy? Thought of no war on the planet make you feel good, knowing that the nature kingdom is being respected and that we have healthy food, healthy water, healthy air for all. Does that make you feel happy or good? So we're kind of going into a macrocosm level of happiness, right? That's more on behalf of the whole. So it's really starting out with a very electrified thing of an energy tonight with our teacher Michael and all these beloved beings joining in. They've been working with us throughout this week. Allowing that energy to settle. Dreaming around the earth, and I want you to imagine it's almost like a ribbon of light, like this electrical blue energy. So Archangel Michael, the blue flame angels, mighty flames of victory, the gods of the mountain, the great divine director, beloved Maha Kohan, again, dreaming down through the whole core of the planet now with that blue flame energy. With 144,000 rays, shards of light coming through you, coming into the planet, over and over and over and over, purifying the planet, purifying the earth, purifying human consciousness, bringing energy back to balance, bringing the equilibrium of the planet back, bringing the polar pole shifts back to balance, bringing the weather and the devas all back to balance, that the weather reacts to the devas, the elementals, and the devas and the elementals are always helping us to clear negativity, fear, and discord on the planet. So we're asking Archangel Michael to help consume this energy. And Saint Germain and the Violet Flame Angels also to assist. Consume this energy because the balance, like the weight of human karma, the weight of our human effluvia, hits the planet. It makes it heavy. It tips the planet, and when it tips the planet, it affects the pole shift. When it affects the pole shift, it affects the weather patterns. And it's something that we might call you know, global warming. So there's a lot of immediate effects that maybe we're contributing, but one of the biggest ones is the unconsumed human emotions, negativity, fear, discord, human euphoria, of human beings and the misuse of our free will in that way that is causing it. So yes, all the physical things are there, but really on an energetic level, the weight of our emotions have not been consumed. Negative thoughts, feelings, the weight of that. And then the nature kingdom has to respond. It has to respond accordingly to help balance it out, help consume it in the way it knows how. So tornadoes, typhoons, earthquakes, fires, any way it can. And just to calm down. Letting yourself be in a process of this positive right action, greater happiness for the whole, feeling, you know, empowered, the flame of divine power, that we can call on these beings to make an assistance. So we're feeling this energy tonight, and that sapphire blue force field of light, feeling empowered in any way you need to feel empowered in your life. Moving forward as an advocate, half of anything, anybody, any sentient life needs support. Your voice needs coming into the peripherals, which feels like it's going to continue to be working with also the indigenous cultures. Whale consciousness, we've got a lot of beings riding it. Okay, so we're going to call complete strength to tonight's energy. Allowing that to settle in, knowing that the energy of, gosh, so many beings, so many galactic councils are going to be coming in with us this week. So you might feel that. Sometimes it can keep you up at night. You might feel kind of tired. At the same time, you might find it's almost hard to sleep with this much charge of energy. I know I was up from like 12 to 3 last night with all the energy coming in and going to be moving pretty powerfully. Again, on behalf of happiness for the whole. All right, so you have a great rest of your evening. Sending forth infinite love, adoration, and gratitude to all of you for being a part of this. And I can't wait to continue with this movement this week. Okay, good night.